Every spring in Bemidji, Minnesota, a new crop of street sculptures pop up around town. We've had beavers and dragonflies and all manner of creatures. This year, there will be dogs. Russ Lund is a local artist who is participating in the sculpture walk.
So 12 artists are given 12 different breeds of dogs, and you get to paint them or decorate them or adorn them in your own style. So this is, today I'm turning it in here. So I didn't paint, so it's like a fiberglass sculpture, you know, that you can paint or whatever, but instead of painting it, half of it, the fur is made up of wires cut at about an inch to an inch and a half in length and stacked on top of each other like shingles.
Russ and his wife, Tricia, live north of Bemidji. When he isn't doing his art, he works as a custodian for Sanford Hospital. He grew up in Trenton, Utah, and later moved to Ogden.
That's where I met the girl who is now my wife, but you know, I met her in my early 20s, and we worked at a call center together, and I had a little bit of a crush on her, but then we kind of lost touch, and she moved away. But one day I just kind of wrote her a love letter, and she got in touch with me, and, you know, I...
Like right away.
Yeah, and I was like, hey, you know, I have a crush on you, and I always have, and, you know, this is like 5 years later, and I decided to move out there to Fargo, North Dakota with her, and then we decided to kind of move around the country. We went on a four-month road trip, grew out our hair and dreadlocks and all that, and camped around, and...
I do so enjoy a good love story. About a year and a half ago, Russ and Tricia moved to Bemidji and bought a cabin on Clear Lake.
It's kind of interesting. You know, your values change when you get older. When I was younger, I wanted to be in the city. I wanted access to everything and, you know, just entertainment. And I still like those things, but, you know, I value my privacy and the solitude of quiet nature.
For many artists and writers, art emerges out of a deep well of experiences. Russ's well is perhaps a bit deeper than some.
My mom stayed at home and took care of us. My dad worked at a dairy for most of my childhood. And when I was 8 years old, we had a house fire. My youngest brother and my mother died in that fire. The 3 days leading up to, like, when the fire happened, my mom was acting weird. She just kept saying she had a vision that she was going to die. And guess, like, the night before, she sat me down on the couch, and she's like, I'm going to die real soon, and I want to pass this sort of gift to you. So she just, like, on the spot, just sort of drew me like a little drawing of like a clown, you know? But she's like, you're supposed to be an artist, and that's what I'm giving you. So I was just like, at 8 years old, I was just more upset that implications of what she was saying, you know. I think I went for a pretty rough ride for a long time, and I had chronic depression, and I found that when I let my sort of creative nature play itself out, so art became like a therapeutic vessel for me.
You're listening to The Call of the Wild. This week, I'm talking to Russ Lund, an artist from Bemidji, Minnesota. I met with Russ at the Headwaters School in Bemidji, where he was delivering his completed piece for the sculpture walk. You'd never guess that a plain fiberglass form was hidden beneath this piece of art.
And then the other half I made out of twigs, willow twigs, that, and like the eye patch is blonde twigs that I found, but, and yeah, thousands and thousands of wires and twigs there. So that was a really fun project. I'm so fortunate to have been invited to participate in that, and I got to meet a lot of other cool artists who are also doing it.
As you've probably guessed by now, Russ explores his art consciously and across a wide array of mediums. He paints, draws, works with wood, metal, and scraps of this and that.
And this project really helped me understand that more clearly. I think what it's always been is about examining life closer. But now it's more clear that that's what it is. I didn't understand that before, but I am a surrealist at heart. I like to mix things up, but I also find that, you know, I have some roots in realism first and foremost, you know, because that's how things started. I'm not biased, but I do like working with Prismacolor pencils because they're pretty portable.
Russ carries his studio with him in an ancient suitcase that he took from his grandmother's house after she died.
This little box here, got my, this holds my Prismacolor pencils and, you know, like pastel, oil pastels and whatever else I need. Wow. Everything in there is just kind of whatever I might need, you know, when I am not at home.
Russ just turned 40 around Valentine's Day of 2018. There's a lot of life behind him and a whole lot of life ahead of him.
And so I think a lot of my work is focused on thinking about life and how precious it is and how human beings are sort of this, like, unprecedented evolution in history. Like, never before has a creature attained the sort of cunning intelligence that we have. And it just sort of really frightens me.
With the Call of the Wild, I'm Milt Lee.